Voices of Today presents Child Waters by Anonymous, edited by Arthur Quiller Cooch. Featuring Ariel Lipshaw as the narrator, Aaron Ludit as Bird Ellen, Dennis Daly as Child Waters. Child Waters in his stable stood, stroking his milk-white steed. To him came a fair young lady as ever wore woman's weed. Says,
"Christ you save, Child Waters,"
says,
"Christ you save, and see, my girdle of gold, which was too long, is now too short for me, and all is with one child of yours I feel stir at my side. My gown of green, it is too straight, before it was too wide."
"If the child be mine, Bird Ellen,"
he said,
"be mine as you do swear, take ye Cheshire and Lancashire both, and make that child your heir."
She says,
"I would rather have one kiss, Child Waters, of thy mouth, than I would have Cheshire and Lancashire both, that lies by north and south."
"Tomorrow, Ellen, I must ride far into the north country."
"Then I will run low by your side, your footpage let me be."
"If you will be my footpage, Ellen, as you do tell it me, then you must cut your gown of green an inch above your knee."
Child Waters leapt on his milk-white steed, and fast away did ride. Bird Ellen has kilted her gay clothing, and ran low by his side. All this long day Child Waters rode, she barefoot by his side. Yet was he never so courteous a knight as to say,
"Bird Ellen, ride."
He has ridden, and she has run, and barefoot through the broom. Yet was he never so courteous a knight as to say,
"Put on your shoon."
"Ride softly,"
she said.
"Child Waters, oh, why do you ride so fast? The child which is no man's but yours, my body it will brast."
He has ridden on high horseback, and she's run low beside, until they came to a wan water, I think men call it Clyde. Says,
"Seest yon water, Ellen, that flows from bank to brim?"
"I trust to God, Child Waters, you will never see me swim."
The first in step Bird Ellen stepped, the water came to her knee.
"Ahon, alas,"
said Bird Ellen,
"this water's o'er deep for me."
The next in step Bird Ellen stepped, the water came to her middle, and sighing said Bird Ellen,
"I've wetted my golden girdle."
The third in step Bird Ellen stepped, the water came to her pap, and the bairn that was in her two sides for cold began to quake.
Lie still, my own dear babe, ye work your mother woe. Your father that rides on high horseback cares little for us too."
About the midst of Clyde Water there was a yard-fast stone. He lightly turned his horse about, and took Bird Ellen on. When she over the water won, she then came to his knee, says,
"How far is it to your lodging, where we this night may be?"
"Seest thou not yon castle, Ellen? Of red gold shines the gate. There is 24 fair ladies, and one my worldly mate. Seest thou not yon castle, Ellen? Of red gold shines the tower. There is 24 fair ladies, and one my paramour. Seest thou not yon castle, Ellen, that shines so fair to see? There's a lady in it, Ellen, who's sunder you and me."
"I do see the castle, Child Waters, of red gold shines the gate. God give you good then of yourself, and of your worldly mate. I wish no ill to your lady, she ne'er wished none to me. But I wish the maid most of your love dries this and more for thee. I wish no ill to your lady, she ne'er comes in my thought. But I wish the maid most of your love that dearest has you bought."
"My hound shall eat of the bread of wheat, and you of the bread of bran, and you shall curse the heavy hour that ever your love began. But my horse shall drink of the good red wine, and you of the water wan, and you will sigh and say, 'Alas, that ever I loved a man.'"
"Oh, I will drink of the wan water, and eat of the bread of bran, and I will I bless the happy hour that ever I loved a man."
O 24 gay ladies were playing at the ball, but Ellen, the fairest lady, must bring his steed to stall. And 24 gay ladies were playing at the chess, but Ellen, the fairest lady, must bring his horse to grass. When bells were rung and mass was sung, and all men bound to meet, Burd Ellen was at the by table, among the footmen set.
Oh, eat and drink, my bonny boy, the white bread and the beer.
Then never a bit can I eat or drink, my heart's so full of fear.
Oh, eat and drink, my bonny boy, the white bread and the wine.
Oh, I cannot eat nor drink, master, my heart's so full of pine.
But out and spake Child Water's mother, and a skilly dame was she. Where met ye with that little foot page that looks so sad on thee? Sometimes his cheek is rosy red, and sometimes deadly wan. He's liker a woman big with bairn than a young lord's serving man. And then bespake Child Water's sister, and these were the words said she. You have the prettiest foot page, brother. Let him go into chamber with me.
It is more meet for a little foot page that has run through moss and mire, to take his supper upon his knee and sit by the kitchen fire, than to go into chamber with any lady that wears so rich attire. Rise up, my bonny boy. Give my horse corn and hay.
Oh, that I will, my master dear, as quickly as I may.
She's ta'en the hay under her arm, the corn into her hand, and she's gone to the great stable as fast as e'er she can.
Oh, room ye round my bonny brown steeds, oh, room ye near the wall, for this pain that strikes me through my sides full soon will gar me fall.
She's leaned her back against the wall, strong travail seized her on, and even among the great horse feet, Burd Ellen brought forth her son. And that, be heard Child Waters' mother, sat in her bower alone. Rise up, Child Waters, she said, seek neither hose nor shoon. She said, rise up, thou Child Waters, I think thou'rt a cursed man, for yonder's a ghost in thy stable that grievously doth groan, or else some woman labours of child, she is so woe begone. But up then rose Child Waters, stayed neither for hose nor shoon, and he's doing him to the stable door with the clear light of the moon. And when he came to the stable door, full still there he did stand, that he might hear Burd Ellen, how she made her monand. She said,
Lullaby, my own dear child, lullaby, dear child dear, I would thy father were a king, thy mother laid on a bier.
Oh, open the door, Burd Ellen, oh, open and let me in. I want to see if my steed be fed, or my greyhound's fit to rin.
How can I open, how shall I open, how can I open to thee, when lying among your great steed's feet, your young son on my knee?
He struck the door hard with his foot, and pushed it with his knee, and iron locks and iron bars into the floor flung he.
Be not afraid, Burd Ellen,
he says.
There's none comes in but me.
Unasking, unasking, Child Waters, unasking, I beg of thee. May the meanest maid about your house bring a glass o' water to me.
Up he has ta'en his bonny young son, guard wash him with the milk, and up he has taken his fair lady, guard row her in the silk.
Peace now,
he said,
Burd Ellen, and be of good cheer, I pray. Your bridal and your churching both shall be upon one day.
We hope that you have enjoyed this presentation of Child Waters by Anonymous, edited by Arthur Quiller Cooch, featuring Arielle Lipshaw as the narrator, Aaron Lutet as Burd Ellen, Dennis Daly as Child Waters. Audio edited by Aaron Lutet. This recording may be freely distributed and reused as long as Voices of Today is credited as the author. For further information about Voices of Today, or to explore its catalog, please visit voicesoftoday.org. Thank you for listening.